a credit card, PayPal, or Amazon. You also will find the address there to which you can send a check. Or you can call us, and Ricky or I will securely process your contribution by telephone, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Our address is SLB P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. It's part of the ordinary cycle of a nonprofit to ask for donations directly from individuals. We're grateful for foundations who support our work through their contributions. And as we get ready to open our Youth Media Center coming up this year and to continue to provide opportunities for underheard voices to ring out, we hope that you'll help support creation of the facilities that do that and the methodology that allows us to deliver radio to you. Thank you for putting your money where your ears are. And again, you can reach us at 412-200-5975, 1-888-752-7234, or simply by going to slbradio.org/donate. If you've participated already, thank you. If not, the reason we have these campaigns is to make it especially easy for people who have never contributed before. You're in good company. There's so many longtime listeners that never even knew that we were supported by individual contributions. So it's really easy to do so today by going to the website I mentioned, slbradio.org/donate, or simply by calling us at 1-888-752-7234. Thank you. It's time for birthdays. Happy birthday to Justin, former SLB technical director, celebrating today. Joza of Gibsonia, Emma from Julie and Scott, Vicky of Oil City, Helen from Ethel, Chip from Grandmother Mercedes, and Zoe of Lawrenceville, all celebrating today. Tomorrow we have Lloyd of Allison Park, Adam from Scott, Karen, and the whole Reckless family, Melissa of Westview from Thomas and Hannah, and Steve of Georgia from wife Mammy and daughter Lauren and father Chris. Tomorrow, Alicia of Katanning from Margarita Ken, the Bennies, the Kings, Mary, Louisa, Thomas, Brittany, Brian, Karen, Russell, and Matthew. Satchel of Rankin also celebrates tomorrow. On December 7th, John for Mary, Johnny, Maggie, and Zia. Pamela for Mickey. Jacqueline of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina for Mom and Flick. Jeff of Castle Shannon. And yours truly, from George and Elroy. Thank you, Ricky. I see this. And from Ricky, too. Happy birthday on December 8th to David from Lily and Rob and Robbie. To Nick of Aetna from Claire. Reagan of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad. Heather and Darmont from Keith and Louise. In a Hunker and Pam and Vaughn in Youngwood. Morris of Sewickley. Ronnie of Bethel Park. Hi, Ronnie. From Jacqueline and Haley and Donald. And Paula, Nicole, Jacqueline, Haley, Nicole, Donald, and Paula. Todd of Brentwood also celebrates on the 8th. And also we wish a very happy birthday on the 9th to Jared of Monongahela for Mom, Dad, Damari, and Fenway. Tyler of Irwin from Amy, Terry and Aubrey, and Dottie from Philomena. Finally, on the 10th, Miss Coco, the Energizer puppy from Jim and Nicolette. And at Crafton Heights, also happy birthday to Charlie and to Perry of Lawrenceville, daughter of Heather and Jason.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Anna Johnson. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and I'm in their geography department there, but I'm an urban ecologist. So my research is involved with looking at vacant lots in Baltimore and trying to understand what the combination of human and natural processes are that create the plant communities we see. One of my favorite plants, which is not a native plant, but is extremely common in Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and many other cities across the U.S., is chicory, Cichorium intibus. It's a plant with little blue flowers. They're very delicate. If you pick it, they'll fall apart immediately. It's a robust plant with tiny flowers, and it grows in any kind of wasteland, so railroads, sidewalk cracks, unmowed yards, sides of buildings. And it's a great plant because it shows that the area is not really managed, but it's also not very invasive. So once you would try to cultivate that land, it usually disappears. Key identification features are that the stems are quite thick and ribbed. They almost look woody, but then the flowers are pale blue, sometimes pale pink, but mostly blue, and they have sort of a star-like look to them. So you'll see kind of a bare stem sticking out of the side of the road or a field, and then really delicate, almost like see-through pale blue flowers on it. Anytime you see it, you catch like a glimpse of blue out of the corner of your eye, it's probably chicory. It's related to endive or radicchio, so it has some cultural uses. People used to eat the leaves. You still can, but they're a little bitter. But more importantly, the root of chicory is roasted, ground, and used as a coffee substitute. So people still drink chicory coffee in the southern U.S., but also in places in Europe and Asia. It also gets used as a flavoring for beers. Dogfish Head Stout, for example, uses a roasted chicory essence.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for the Herbs in Action podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bonfire on the bank, hard bend to the right, on the lower Mississippi, full moon tonight, where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees down in Louisiana on Christmas Eve. That muddy water never quite comes clear. When I try to give a reason why I want to be here. Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
See reflections on this clear black night, watching the shoreline come into sight. I want to hear steam, I just want to feel wind, to see the pitman arm come around again.
That muddy water
never quite comes clear.
Never quite comes clear.
When I try to give a reason,
when I try to give a reason,
why I wanna be here.
Why I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
That muddy water,
that muddy water
never quite comes clear.
Never quite comes clear.
When I try to give a reason,
give a reason
why I wanna be here.
Why I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade with a requested song, On Christmas Eve. Thanks to Donna for your support of SLB during our year-end donor drive.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and our community. Information about how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Barbara in Aspinwall, thank you for your generous support. We are about to play Guess Who? We're going to give you a pair of initials and invite you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living, no matter who it is. We think it's a name you've probably heard before. Oh, thank you to Amy for your support, making a donation via Amazon. Are you ready? Here are this week's initials. They are J. W. J. W. That was a character on the Waltons, right? J. W. Mary Ellen dated J. W. for a while. That's not who it is. But those are the initials. J. W. J as in Johnstown, and W as in Wilkinsburg. You can guess as many times as you would like. We have one particular JW in mind. If need be, I'll give you some hints. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We think it's a name you'll probably have heard of. And let the guessing commence. JW 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. A guess of John Williams from Annie. Great guess. It's not John Williams. Nor is it KHJ boss jock Johnny Williams, who spent some time in Pittsburgh, too. Linda has some guesses. Jackie Wilson. Not Jackie Wilson, nor is it Junior Walker. Annie also guessed Jack White, a great guess. Not Jane Wyatt, Jane Wyman, James Whistler, James Watt of steam engine fame or interior secretary fame. Nor is it John Walton or publisher John Wiley. These all from Tom and McCandless. Not John Wesley, either the advertising timeshare specialist or the one involved with the Methodist Church. Sean Witherspoon, guessed by Chaplain Steve, a founding father of the United States. Not Chaplain Steve, but Sean Witherspoon. JW, the Guess Who initials. A lot more guesses are coming in, and I'll share those with you in a moment or two. Boy, they're coming in faster than I can mention them. So let me take a moment here and get ready to acknowledge some additional guesses since so many are coming in. Mick is here from St. Clair, and Mick has Jane Wyatt as a guest. Jerry West from Mike and Mars. Chaplain Steve adds Judy Wilcox, his next-door neighbor from elementary school, as well as John Williams. Angie and Mars has Johnny Walker. Jason Whitlock and Jane Wyatt. Nick in New York City has Johnny Weissmuller. Mike and Mars, you got the correct answer with your first guess. Well done. It's not Johnny Walker. Jeff in State College, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jeff. Has John Wayne, John Wooden, and John Waters. None of those is it. Jerry Wexler from Nick in New York City. So far, we have one correct answer, and that from Mike in Mars. We'll keep it open, though, 412-200-5975. Jim in Crafton Heights has a guess of Joe Walsh, and the correct answer, 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. We're looking forward to your guests this morning as we play Guess Who. a lot of activity on Facebook where I'm finally remembering to share the correct answer, which is a reasonable request to those playing on Facebook. Oh, here's a great guess. Jack Webb, guessed by P. Kallick Waddle. Not Jack Webb. Also, John Waite, Jerry West, from Sam and Rich, respectively. Rich also had a guess of Johnny Weissmuller, Joanne Woodward. And David has a guess of Jonathan Winters. That's a great guess. And Laurie has Johnny Weissmuller. 412-200-5975. Did anybody say a guitarist, Johnny Winters? Edgar Winter. Never mind. 412-200-5975. This is why I don't always play Guess Who. 412-200-5975. There's a lot of guesses continuing to come in. James Whitmore. Jerry Jeff Walker from Bill. Bill, that's a great guess. Mick in St. Clair has the correct answer. Jimmy Webb from Jeff and State College. Good guess. Right up there with Jerry Jeff Walker. Angie has the right answer. Joanne Worley from Barb and Aspinwall. Alaga with the correct answer. Jesse Winchester, another great songwriter from Jim and Crafton Heights, who also has the correct answer. Judge Joe Wapner from Jeff at State College, not Joe Wapner. And Chaplain Steve has another guest, American statesman, politician, scholar, and founding father, James Wilson. Not James Wilson, nor is it Jackie Wilson, whose name you just made me think of. Bill also with a guest, Jonathan Winters, not him. There's a lot, aren't there? 412-200-5975. Linda steps forward with the correct answer. Well done, Linda. Part of the dynamic duo. Would you like to know the correct answer, or shall we take another moment or two before we give it to you? Why don't we? 412-200-5975. We had a request for the song we're about to play. Aline just guessed Jennifer Williams, not her. 412-200-5975. I don't know if you need a hint because we've had correct answers so far, so we'll let things continue for a little bit. The seventh night of Hanukkah tonight. Still time to put the ha back in Hanukkah.
Back in Hanukkah. Let's have the hoch noch amol. Let's put our cards on the table. Let's go ashore.
I don't want to go to that table later. I mean, I'll go to Hater later. I mean, all the time you make me go to Jewel, I'd rather shoot some pool. Now, there's a cool piece, that is.
let's get saved. That's where we're on your side of earth. If you don't, you'll be rushing on me.
Hey, Zeta, don't wreck my day no more. Just because I don't think I can do that feat. Land there down, give me some cold bone and chisel. And that lock that made those feet has got to go. And a bad speed let up. And all the time you want me to get back to that second new Rosenberg. Why, she ain't nothing but a chicken flicker. Land it down, I don't care, but daddy is the fossil king, I don't care that thing.
All right, now listen, thanks. Pay attention to my snipers. I'm gonna teach you our little mama washing, pay attention. A pen takes a lot, kid. Underwear's a gun, kid. A house is a shtetl. Woman's hair a shtetl. Big shots a booker. A family is a mishbucher. Boyd is a fingerler. Flocks go to dangler. Is a sister, only is a missus. A leaker is a liar, a leaker of a liar. Fence is poison, boy is poison. Now let me hear what you learned, Parkler.
Man, I learned one thing, not to stand in front of you when you say
fine then.
I never, if I'm gonna lay the guts so distressed in the pudding. Oh, you got me talking like you did. I hope you're pacified.
Terrified, crazy toddler. Chances on and let's see. Back with your hook, back in Hanukkah. Let's put the boy back in waving, please. Let's make your hook in Hanukkah. What is the time to be frosty? That's my boy who said that. I'll leave it if I can tell
it. Stanley Adams.
Hey, thanks.
And Sid Wayne. From an album called Hanukkah Carols. It dates back to the early 60s. Jeff in State College, thank you for your contribution using PayPal. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We are playing Guess Who?
And just had a guess with Jesse White.
Great guess.
Looking to see who guessed Jesse White.
Jack White, Johnny Williams. Chaplain Steve requested the dreidel song. Do you mean I had a little dreidel? I made it out of clay. Let me be sure I get the right one.
Nick
and West Mifflin, guess Jesse White. And also has the correct answer.
Jaleel
White, guessed by Matt. Great guess. Let's see, Ricky just took a guess from Bill in Homer City, Shane Wyman. And Fred just got the correct answer. We were looking for Jimmy Walker. Comedian Jimmy Walker, known for playing the character of J.J. on television's Good Times. Why did we pick him? Well, just because. Linda came up with the correct answer. Also, a correct answer coming in from Mick in St. Clair. A correct answer as well from Angie in Mars. Barb in Aspenwall. Jim in Crafton Heights. Mike in Mars. All coming up with the answer we were looking for this morning, Jimmy Walker, who is now 74 years of age. He was older than the character he played in the TV series that he was one of the stars of, Good Times. But that's who we were looking for this morning, Jimmy Walker. Well done if you came up with him. Thanks for playing Guess Who. Mick reminds us of Johnny Walker. No relation whatsoever.
What's that I see? Is that her on her way back home? My eyes to see. We had a falling out the night before she said you gone away. She put on a coat, walked through the door. What was I to see? I said, please say goodbye to good things we hate. I said, please think about the good times, not the bad. Yesterday, wandering aimlessly, my head down, I was blue. I couldn't believe it happened to me, I cried like a fool. Who can say the right thing every time when it comes to love? Who don't stumble every once in a while, tell me who's above? Think about the good times we had. I said, please think about the good times, not the bad.
Is Jimmy Walker. That's who we were looking for. And that was Ray Bonneville doing the song Good Times. Congratulations, if you came up with today's Guess Who answer. More fun in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
When it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Ooh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Ooh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. It has a groovy body with legs so short and thin. When it's very tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. Neska dol haya sham, great miracle happened there. We light the candles for 8 nights, it's happening everywhere. My dreidel's always playful, it loves to dance and spin. A swinging game of dreidel, come on now, let's begin.
From his album Hanukkah Swings. We got the right one for Chappie Steve. That was it.
Where am I?
Join us on the radio during this next segment. And we're going to celebrate some words in honor of this being the first Saturday of December, the last month of the year, all of these are words that begin with the letters D-E-C. And we'll give you clues for the words, and then it's up to you to see if you can figure out the word that we've given you the clue to. The words are all different, but the one thing they have in common is they all begin with the letters D, E, C. For example, if we gave you the clue respectable, the answer is decent. Decent, D-E-C-E-N-T. Or if we gave you the clue choose, do you know what that would be? If we gave you the clue choose, that would be decide, D-E-C-I-D-E. Are you ready to try one? And you can also come up with your own clues and see if I can solve the word that you come up with. Demolish is our first clue. Demolish. Looking for a word that begins with D-E-C that answers the clue demolish. Do you think you have it? Here's a different word. The clue is turn down. Turn down. 412-200-5975. It's a lot of fun when you call and answer on the air. Kids, adults, everybody in between. And when you call, you can either give me another one, I'll give you another one, or we'll just chat for a little bit. Again, the clues. The first one is demolish. The second one is turn down. Each of those two words starts D-E-C and continues on. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. To Turkey City Quinn, listening this morning, Turkey City Quinn knows the answer to turn down, and Kim St. Clair also knows that, as well as the answer to demolish. We'll leave this open for another moment, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Elaine in Maine also just figured out the answer to turn down. Today, playing on Facebook, and I see that Don in Bethel Park and Katie are also playing along on Facebook this morning. Turkey City Arn got the answer to our other puzzle. Oh, interesting. Tom has an alternative answer. Jeff and State College has both answers. And I mentioned Quinn before and Mick with answers. Jim and Crafton Heights has both answers. So let me reveal those first two. Demolish is decimate. Decimate. And Tom had deconstruct. That's fine. That works too. Turn down is decline. The word we were looking for. Decline. Now, here come a couple more. Immoral. Immoral. Or maybe, immoral. We'll use immoral. That's our clue. And then, type of point. Type of point. Boy, I got a quizzical look from Ricky on type of point. 412-200-5975. Join us with your answer. Take a guess on or off the air. 412-200-5975. Immoral. Or type of point. Those are the two different words that we're looking for. Good luck. Just wrote in and challenged me with this one, which I'll give to you. Fancy up. Fancy up. Don in Bethel Park knows demolish. You mentioned that earlier. To fancy up is to decorate. The type of point is a decimal point. A decimal point. And immoral, did you come up with the answer to immoral? Let's leave that out for a moment or two. Immoral. 412-200-5975. And let's add another one. The clue for this is hoodwink. Hoodwink. So we have immoral. We're looking for the answer to that. And hoodwink. Each a word beginning with D-E. Here's Kev Mo now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's a wonderful day in my old neighborhood. Got my head up high and I'm feeling good. It's my favorite time of year. All the smiling faces and the holiday cheer. Reminisce about moments of my good old days. As I listen to the laughter of the kids at play. And the lights are bright all over the town. It's a beautiful sight and a beautiful sound. when the children sing, put a smile on your face, and spread the Christmas spirit all over the place. There is peace on earth and amazing ways when the children sing. When the children sing. Well, I'm sitting here rocking in my old rocking chair. Well, I got no worries and I got no cares. It's great to be alive and to be free. There is love in the air and harmony. When the children sing, they put a smile on your face. Spread the Christmas spirit all over the place. There is peace on earth and amazing grace when the children sing. When the children sing. Children sing, they put a smile on your face. It's spread the Christmas spirit all over the place. There is peace on earth and amazing grace when the children sing. When the children sing. When the children sing. When the children sing.
The voice and the spirit of Cab Mo. An album called Moonlight, Mistletoe, and You. Jeff in State College, good morning. Jeff has sent in a few puzzles for us. Chaplain Steve joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Hanukkah.
Putting the ha back in Hanukkah.
Indeed.
I'm glad you like the dreidel song that we picked for you.
I've not heard that particular version before.
That's a fun album. Who says you can't do a swing vocal version of Hanukkah songs? There's so many things out there to discover and enjoy.
What was his name?
Kenny Ellis. Kenny Ellis, I'd be sure. Because okay. there's another one. I can't remember his name, but there are two Hanukkah swing albums like that. One is by Kenny Ellis, and there's another one. His name's escaping me at this moment, but I'll eventually find it.
Sort of exactly like that out of Alan Sherman.
Yeah. It's really a good recording. Well, let's see. You had some answers, or did you have some to challenge us?
Well, I have both a couple of puzzles for you to try and a couple of answers.
Okay.
I've forgotten the clues at this point.
Well, I can give you. Did you know Immoral?
That was one.
Decadent, yes. And then we had Hoodwink was the other one unanswered.
Deceive,
well done. Now I'll try yours.
Okay, period of time.
Oh, that would be decade.
Correct. And out of my strange sense of humor, I also offer another clue, which is biodegraded.
I think of deceased. No.
What was the word you just said?
I was thinking deceased. I guess.
No, the word before that, from the prior clue I gave you.
Decade. Decade. Is that right?
Yes.
Biodegraded, decayed. I guess deceased, you're not necessarily biodegraded yet. Enough. I like it. How about this one? A measure of volume.
Decanter?
That works. I like it. There's another one. It's a particular unit. It might not be the kind of volume you're thinking of.
Decibel.
Yes, that's the one. That's my puzzle, and it took me a minute to come up with the answer to that one. Let me give you one more. Jeff in State College has to figure something out. To figure something out. It's something that an FBI or CIA person might do.
All I can come up with is deduce, but that puts a lot between the DE and the C.
Well, we can leave it out. Somebody else will know the answer. We'll see if anybody else knows. There's a couple answers that work for that.
I've got another one for you.
Okay.
If you have 10 car accidents, what is your car?
Ten car accidents, probably declined for insurance, but that's probably not it. I don't know.
Decadented.
Well done, and happy weekend to you. Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
That's Chaplain Steve. Jeff at State College. Gives me another one here. A tree or shrub, I think, is deciduous. Mick has to proclaim. That's declare. Sloping or bending downward is decline. Don knew decadence and decimal from earlier, as did Jeff. Alan has deciduous, and Tom also knew decadent. And Jim got the answer for the one to figure something out. Turkey City Arn said decipher. Jim has decode or decipher. Both of those are correct. Swabbed by an enlisted man or woman. And criticize. Those are the two we'll add now. Swabbed by an enlisted man or woman. And the other clue for a different word, criticize. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. City Arn just came out with DAC. That's the answer to swabbed by an enlisted man or woman. So we need the answer to criticize. And we're going to add one last one, which is slow down. Slow down. than those that criticize is to decry. Elvis Costello's first real name. Writes Jeff. We'll leave that out for a moment. 412-200-5975. Elvis Costello's first real name. And Slow Down. Those are the two that we have out right now. Probably the last two for this hour. Here's the high water jug band of the SLB.
Oh, she ain't got no yesterday. Oh, no, she don't. Oh, yes, she does. I'm satisfied with my gal. Cause she don't wear no yesterday. Oh, no, she don't. Oh, yes, she does. I'm satisfied with my gal. She's got big legs and pretty teeth. Love that dimple on her chin. Fuzzy hair, what a smile. Oh, what a mama now she has been. Will she let me? Oh, she won't. Oh, yes, she will. Oh, no, she won't. I'm satisfied with my gal.
Band at the Saturday Light Brigade, and let me try to clean up some of the puzzle answers we have. Nick just gave me the clue of model embellishment. I think that is decal. Ray in South Park, I'll write back to you in a moment. Well, I can tell you, Ray, but I'll write back to you too. He had asked about today's Brigade charade. What some people hunt for this time of year, and we gave you the clue, can be used for storage and totals, and that was disk, like a hard disk, or a disk used for storage, and counts. Four totals, discount counts. That was earlier this morning. Deck Declan Costello. Thank you to Jim who knew that. Jim, I don't know the answer to the other one you gave me. Chaplain Steve knew Decry. Rich knew Declan. Thank you, Rich, listening in Freeport. And if we missed any names this morning, our apologies. Going to Homer City. Oh, he knew the answer to Slow Down, which is decelerate. Declan McManus is Elvis Costello's full name. Thank you, Jeff. That was a good one. While we have a moment, we hope that you'll consider taking a moment and supporting SLB. You can do so simply by going to slbradio.org/donate. There you can securely make a contribution using PayPal, a credit card of your choice, or Amazon. You also can go to our Facebook fundraiser at slbradio.org/Facebook. No fees associated with that. It just comes directly to us using a credit card of your choice. We want to thank you if you've already taken a moment to support SLB. The reason we come to you is we're a nonprofit charitable organization whose budget is supported by individual listeners that enjoy what we do here Saturday morning, and also appreciate our mission for amplifying voices of youth and other community members whose voices are often underrepresented. I don't think the campaign's getting to me yet. If you find that that mission resonates with you, I hope you'll consider joining hundreds of other listeners by making a contribution. We have these campaigns now because we've made it really easy. You can call Ricky or me at the number I'll give you in a moment. We're all set up, ready to go if you would like to have a bit of a personal touch, and we'll securely process a donation. Or you can do so on your own. Please don't feel odd if you're contributing for the first time. One reason we have these campaigns is we don't talk about it too much. The fact that what we do is so special because it's supported by individuals, so it's easy to do it this morning. We wouldn't be having these campaigns if it weren't for the fact that we were hoping to encourage brand new donations as well as renewed donations to support SLB. 412-200-5975, 1-888-752-7234, or you can go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you for your support. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I took my gal to the fancy ball. It was a social hop. We danced all night till the break of daylight, just waiting for the music to stop. We walked into a restaurant. It was the finest on the street. She said, I am not hungry, and this is what she eats. She had a dozen rolls, a plate of